All right, you guys, guess what? For one night only, it's like 2015 all over again.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, welcome you guys to The Point with Kristen Burt. And yes, I promised you a reunion. It is happening here today. And we want to thank Popcorn Talk and, of course, Dance Network for presenting this very special final show of 2017. I've got Siri Serrano and Jake Dupree in the house.
Hi.
Yes, hello. We're here. And we thought we'd do a little Dancing with the Stars theme song.
Yes, just to bring it back. Just to bring it back.
Bring it back. And I just want to let you guys know that right before we went live to air, Siri just learned that Jake was a twin. And she was like, what? She goes, how old is your brother? I'm like, same age.
I didn't say what? Like well, that, but yeah.
Whoop.
I didn't, how have I not known that?
Mean,
I'm so embarrassed.
Now you know.
I know
more
now.
You know.
He's adorable too. Will is just as handsome
well,
as Jake.
Hello.
And he's watching
you're identical.
Right now too. So.
We love Will. He's a anchor in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How have I not known this?
Look, this is why we brought you all back, so you can learn things
it's
about each other.
It's a reunion.
This is
it's
so
a
fun.
Renewal. It's great.
This is
all
so
right.
fun.
So I want to thank you guys for being here. This idea actually came up because I had a guest cancel like super, super, super last minute. And I said to Jake, can you just come on and do it? And then I found a guest and then I was like, but why don't we do this? And why don't we invite Suri? And that's how the whole thing played out. So because he was like, this is a great idea. Dance has exploded. I've called it the La La Land effect over the past year, and the momentum keeps on going. So I just thought, like, let's hit on a bunch of hot topics that have happened in the industry. We all have different perspectives.
Yes.
Some topics we know about more than others, and let's just, like, make it like a little dance a la The View.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
I know.
Yeah, this is so cool. I've, like, literally waited for this day to happen. I checked my phone last week, and I was like, wait, it's supposed to happen this week. And I freaked out, and I'm like, no, it's next week. It's
We're
fine.
All
I'm
here.
Fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, let's kick it off. And this was something that had happened a few weeks ago on Twitter. Ian Eastwood brought up the topic, and I know everyone that's on social media has seen the red wall, has seen a bunch of dancers dancing. It's usually Millennium, but other studios also do taping. And there's this wave of like social media being important to dancers, gaining followers, but also showing off what you can do in class. But sometimes people think it's like all flash, no substance. And what is happening to that learning aspect in class where you're like trying to get your triple pirouette or whatever it is and that constant like reinforcement and things like that, is that getting lost because you're just taping?
I really do think it is. And I think when I first moved out here, which was 6 years ago, that was Instagram and Facebook weren't such a big thing just yet. I mean, people had them, but they wasn't huge like it is now. And I felt, as the years went on, I just felt less and less comfortable being in class, like actually learning. There were a few studios that they didn't film a lot and they just kind of focused on you learning. And I feel like if you go to class just to be filmed, it's like an audition. It's not like an actual class where you're learning. And I feel like that's something that's being lost a lot lately. And I find it really disappointing because I feel like people who aren't necessarily didn't grow up in like the dance system that's so popular, like how are you going to learn like everybody else if you don't have like the actual time to learn?
And you were also taking class out here.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Jake. So as a pro dancer here, I didn't grow up in the system. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up in the studios training. I learned choreography slowly. So I'm the one in class that takes a really long time to pick up a combination. And when I was first here in LA for many years, when I would go to class, you know, it was a safe spot. It was a safe, you know, there were no camera phones, not really. And then I even remember I was in a class with Robin Anton and Sean T, like when he was still teaching, like when he had first gotten here. And somebody tried pulling out a video and it became like, no, it got shut down, mm-hmm. which was, you know, I was always thankful for that because I am shy when I'm first learning choreography because it takes me so long to learn it. So now with the culture, I've gone to take a few friends' classes, and as soon as I see all the, you know, people recording, I go and hide in a corner because, first of all, I don't want to be on their whatever they're posting.
Right.
And secondly, it does. It takes away from the learning process. It takes away. It's a distraction in my mind and my body, and I am not for it at all. I don't. I do appreciate, like, I was trying to think, like, what could be done, right? What can we do? I mean, what about having class the whole time, and then maybe at the end, you know, for the last 5 minutes or whatever, anybody that wants to video it, you know, then get out your phones.
Well, here's the interesting thing. These classes are selling out. Like, to get a spot in any of these taping classes is almost impossible unless you sign up, like, way ahead of time. So they're doing well, and obviously people are responding to them. And I think some of the teachers that do have those tape classes felt a little defensive, which I understand, because this is their method of teaching. This is their brand. And this isn't going away. So we're not going to, like, you can't just be like, we're never taping a class again. So we have to take the part of technology. You have to take the old school stuff. And, like, where do you find the balance?
And there is some good in it, too, because some of these names that are getting bigger and bigger because of social media is awesome, because it brings about opportunities for them to showcase their work and where they might not have that opportunity other than just social media. And so you have to look at it as sort of a good thing, I guess, because it's putting new voices out there. And I know a lot of agents that look at those taped classes and be like, oh, you were in the group, so that's great. That's a good sign for you. So it can be good, but I just feel like it takes some of, like, the fun of just learning out of the class instead of performing.
Right.
So.
And I think, like, if someone needs help with the performing aspect, throwing someone in a camera class is probably going to be very beneficial.
And maybe they have, like, an actual class that's, like, performing for the camera or dance for the camera. I don't know.
You know what's interesting is I just went to Debbie Reynolds' Legacy Studios because it has been revived, which is
so cool.
I went and got a tour of the new studios. They're in the process of construction. It's amazing. And they were saying they want to be the balance. And I thought this was really interesting because they've been that classic, like, come here, train, learn, make mistakes, get better. But of course, they see what Millennium's doing. And they said, you know, we might pick a couple select classes. We're going to put, like, a camera logo next to it so you clearly know that that's a taped one. And if you want to go in there and do that. But their idea of the balance is going to be live streaming their classes, a full class.
Oh, wow.
So you will pay, like, if you want to, you know, you're all the way across the country, but you're like, I'm dying to learn from, like, Gustavo, you know, like, I want that salsa class. You can pay, I don't know, let's say $20 or something, get access to the class, do the full thing yourself. And so they want to be, they're going to be doing live stream in their Michael Jackson studio. That's going to be their big legacy studio, the one where he rehearsed Thriller.
I've been in that studio a lot.
It's incredible.
It's so cool.
I was just in it today, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's fun to take classes.
So I think that's an answer. They'll see and probably have to make adjustments as it goes along. But.
Yeah, but I think it's a good way to bridge the gap, I think, a little bit. Yeah, and it's cool to be able to access people that are in the middle of the country that might not even be able to come here to take a class, and they'll see this and be like, oh, yeah, I can compete with all these other people, too, because I can do this as well at home.
And the intimidation factor sometimes, I think, with being taped, it's a lot.
Yep. I do like what you said, though. I mean, if I were still auditioning for jobs and I wanted to up my game in terms of, you know, having that pressure, a class like that would help.
Yeah. So that's what I think. Like, I think that's just like, I'm glad that Ian, like, open the doorway because it needed to be said.
Yes.
But nobody should be attacking either side because it's like you can't go all the way back to what it was and you can't take away what is happening. So you just have to find.
It's a parallel for social media in general.
So true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And social media has taken many left turns this year in 2017 outside of dance. So we're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not.
No, we are not. But I do want to talk about the growth of dance in terms of the commercial side here. I'm working out here. And so, I mean, there are days I'm literally like, I'm in 20 places at once because there's so many things happening. And I'm like, oh, I should really hit that one. I should go and check this out. But World of Dance to me was like the biggest, freshest new reality competition show that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Freshest.
Well, and we knew that it was going to be big. She got J-Lo, and that brings a ton of eyeballs.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did, yes.
I didn't know that. Like, I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't know how big. I told you, I was a little skeptical before it hit the airwaves.
What were you worried about?
I just thought, well, there was so much hype.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when there's so much hype, I'm like, oh, I don't know about this.
I read an article, like, did it live up to the hype, like, after the very first airing? Because I was kind of worried about that, too.
Yeah.
That's so legit.
Yeah. So I really was a little skeptical. That's why I'll leave it at that for.
And Jake, you're like
I watched the first episode, and I just couldn't get into it. I mean, I was gone a lot and traveling some, so I couldn't watch it every single week. But I would always watch a lot of the dances on Facebook, the ones that would pop up and be really popular. And that one younger girl.
Eva Igo.
Yes, who I'm like, she's amazing.
She's the shyest little thing. I interviewed her over Thanksgiving, and she was like, hi. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're a beast on beast. Stage.
Beast.
You know who's like that? Jasmine Turner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huh. She's like super shy in person, and then she gets on like that So You Think stage. Or wait, Dancing with Beyonce. Total.
And fire.
Turns it on.
Yeah. I love the series. I did watch it every week. I had told you that. I love the fast-moving pace. I love the way that they did In the Round, you know, theater In the Round.
Yep.
Just the whole, I think J-Lo hit it out of the park mm-hmm. with what they put together. I liked the judges, you know, the panel, what they did with that. I knew Les Twins before because I had seen them in Michael Jackson mm-hmm. before they were let go from that job like many years ago, but big fan of them. I just really, it kept my interest. But I was waiting for that wow moment where I get up out of the bed and start screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
And it was Eva?
Eva.
Eva, I go during the divisionals.
Yes.
Like beyond.
Yes.
Still watch that dance randomly.
Yes.
I mean, she's incredible.
She
beyond
is.
Beyond incredible.
I watched her perform live, too, because I saw the tour that they did recently. And, you know, she's a great little performer. And, you know, she is 15 now, but she's a very young 15. So it's, but she gets on there and she's got a very big presence. And mm-hmm. I think that's
she's
so impressive. She is a star. And it's interesting because they're still living in their nice little Minnesota bubble. And then they like come out to LA, you know, do some work. And it's, woo, you know, everyone's there. Everyone was there on the tour to see Eva and Diana Pombo, the other 11, she's now 12.
But yeah. So good too.
She's very good. I hear she's moving out to LA
too. I think that'd be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll work.
She'll totally
they
work.
They both are going to work. Who's even
totally.
Kidding?
I mean,
she's like a star. Stars were born.
So the interesting thing that a lot of people said about World of Dance, it was only an hour. And some people, I liked the fast pace, but they cut a lot of the dances. Like, they would edit them in weird places, and a lot of people were upset by that. The show is going to 2 hours for season 2.
It is.
I think that's probably smart.
Yeah.
Just so you can kind of relate to everybody. There's just only a few that they would really, I feel like, focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you only really zoned in on those people.
Yeah. And what do you think about that?
I don't know. I wanna say I'm gonna love it, but I don't know. Maybe 2 hours is too long.
I don't know, because there are times like we watch Dancing with the Stars and you're like, it feels 2 hours,
we
feels a lot.
We talk about that a lot. I'm like, fast forward this stuff!
Or too much filler. But there are a ton of competitors coming up for season 2. So some people from season 1 are coming back.
Oh.
There are new competitors for season 2.
Huh.
And so, because their idea, and think about this, because people need to like wrap their brain around this. They consider it like the Olympics of dance.
Mm-hmm.
So Olympians do come back. Mm-hmm. They compete in multiple quads. You know, you'll see hopefully Simone Biles come back for 2020, that kind of thing. So we saw her in 16-20. So they're doing the same thing. It isn't, Les Twins, as far as I know, they're not coming back. They won.
Right.
They have like a big contract with Adidas. They're good.
I feel like that, yeah. No,
they're good. They get their million. But other people that did fairly well, from what I'm hearing, are coming back.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it'll be interesting to see like how that plays out,
right?
Whether that helps them in season 2 or whether they're like, we expected more improvement or a bigger journey from you guys.
Yeah. Ooh, well, that could be a good storyline too.
Yeah.
It sounds like you do need 2 hours to fill all the content that they're going to have.
Yeah.
You know, all the different types of, I mean, plus once the show airs and is such a huge thing, then everybody knows about it. Every dancer in the world knows about it. Because, I mean, I didn't know about it.
This was NBC's number one show worldwide this year.
Really?
Worldwide.
Wow.
And I'm going to say that Les Twins probably played a big part in that because they are very popular overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think people knew of them here, but their popularity overseas is astonishing.
Wow.
Yeah, I ran into him at
That's
the Primetime
impressive.
Emmys. This is my favorite thing. I was at the Primetime Emmys. I'm in the lobby, and there's like these two guys dressed in sweats. Everyone else is in gowns and tuxedos, and I'm like, that's like twins. And NBC had given them tickets.
To go.
And I don't know if they knew that it was formal or whatever, but they showed up and like no one really knew who they were. And I was like, I was with a friend of mine. And I'm like, oh my God, like twins. And I'm like, so it's like me in my gown and like two
That's
photos
totally
of like
you.
Like
I
twins.
Can doing that.
It's on. And it's,
wow.
It's probably like my number 2 photo on Instagram this year.
Really?
So yeah. And it got, it was one of those that, you know, everyone started reposting all of the Les Twin fan pages.
Wow.
It was
wow.
amazing.
I mean, I think that's kind of cool that they showed up like that. I would expect sort of that from
I
them
totally
to be like kind of cool and just like beyond just dressing up and being fancy and cute, you know?
I was
like
surprised
cute in your own way.
That they were on the show because I didn't know that the show was going to have big stars already,
yeah.
Big, huge dance stars. I mean, they're huge, working, well-known dancers.
Yes.
But in the end, that was part of the appeal for me.
And I think watching. I appreciate that about, like, The Voice, too, because there's people that have competed on previous shows or also had previous albums out mm-hmm. that didn't necessarily do, like, amazing, but mm-hmm. they've had, like, somewhat of a thing. And I think that's kind of cool to feature people that already have something else
well,
going
and there's
on.
No professional competition otherwise. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, you do So You Think or whatever. You maybe did America's Got Talent and then Where Do You Go kind of thing. Like, this kind of right. brings some people back. Or America's Best Dance Crew. We saw yeah. a lot of the crews come back.
What did you think of, and only because you didn't see it all, but maybe you saw it. What did you think of the judging process? You know, how they were sliding over and, like, cutting to, you know, like, what did you think of that?
I liked it because they broke it down to the five categories. It's something that I wish Dancing with the Stars was a little bit more comprehensive wish. However, I would like to know how the judges actually voted.
Yeah.
Super, yes. There were. And I will tell you, I wrote about this last summer, too. There was adjustments to scores.
Sure.
Because
oh,
remember,
totally.
They taped in January and February, and then by the time they aired, they were like, hey, wait, we had gotten, like, a 78. Now we have, like, a 75. Like, there were some adjustments to make, like, gaps look bigger or things look closer.
Mm-hmm. Producing.
Producing. There's a lot of producing that goes on. As Super Crew said, you know, the comments that we listened to after our final dance were not what was aired on TV.
Wow.
And again, you know, there's this weird thing of, like, producing a TV show and they have the storylines for you and then the actual art of dance. And you got to find that balance and you have to use World of Dance for what it is and probably just forget about the judging. Mm-hmm. They kind of knew who was going to win the million. We knew it was going to be Lay Twins. Who else was right. going to win it?
Yeah, right. Totally.
I mean, the great yeah. story is, like, oh, my God, Eva Igo beat Lay Twins, but then... Are you then making Lay Twins' reputation look really bad? You know what I mean? Like, so you knew Lay Twins was going to win.
Yeah. I just had a feeling. When I saw that they were even on it, I was not going to be shocked if they mm-hmm. did win.
Right. Because I was like, how do you make them not win?
Yeah.
Although, and there was an injury, too. And then they were like, their dance for during the injury was not as strong as the others. You know, the one with the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, if they pass them through the finals on that, then
yeah.
that's the only person that wins.
Yeah. I mean, it is a show. At the end of the day, we know... Obviously, covering many shows, especially Dancing with the Stars, how things are produced.
Yep.
It just is what it is. But I did overall, fan of the show, really enjoyed it. I will watch season two. Look forward to it.
Yes, I am too. And it's getting a couple extra weeks, I think, on the season, a couple extra hours.
Awesome.
It is a taped finale again. I found out that date. I'll be spoiling some things soon. I got lots of info this week.
Ooh.
I know. I was yeah. so excited.
Give me
the
scoop.
Woo. And also ballet and tap. It looks like that's going to be featured a little bit more. We saw a lot of hip-hop and stuff. So there's a lot of great ballet dancers and tappers out there that just kind
of... The process of weeding through, like, all of the applicants must be insane. For
Unbelievable.
That show.
Yeah. And the producers go and ask a lot of the contestants to audition too. They do a lot through the competition circuit and things like that. And
that makes sense.
Derek said he reached out to some friends and said you should really audition. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Sweet.
He's doing a little scouting himself. All right, let's get on to season 14 of So You Think You Can Dance,
Ooh.
Which is everybody knows it's your, my show.
Your favorite. Your favorite.
I love this show so
Me
much.
Too. Me too.
I know. We had a lot of good summers together
this,
with that one.
And this season was so good. Like, amazing. Beyond amazing.
Why? Because I didn't watch the whole season, so I want to know why.
The quality of contestants was just so good. I mean, they really stepped their game up in terms of choreography, and I liked the new stage. Like, that was kind of sort of similar to the old stage, which I love
so
much.
Had levels, and...
It was just in sort of in the round, which I love. I really appreciate it. I don't like the proscenium mm-hmm. stage, like what they did on season 6. Is that what... When it switched?
Yeah.
That fall season. I hated that, because it was just like, was you couldn't
flat.
Be a part of it. It was like, I love what they did. And this season, I mean, Lex is so talented. But any of those people that were in the end, I could have easily been happy with any of them winning.
I'm a big Koinee fan.
Yes.
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 She was spectacular.
So good. I mean, I don't even know. I always, it's like one of those things. It's like, how do they keep getting better and better talent? But like this year was, I mean, they really outdid themselves.
You know, you start to watch it though, and I'm literally like, even at my best, I wouldn't be able to compete with these. I mean, that's
no.
how good they are, because they're so cross-trained.
But do you think, and I was thinking about this last night because I was refreshing my brain, as you know, watching I DVR'd, So You Think, and I didn't mm-hmm. watch the whole season, but I was, you know, just refreshing. And what came to mind was, you know, I wish that these shows had been on when I was a child. I think my life would have taken a different path.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is that the product of these shows being on TV for so many years now that these kids are so unbelievable?
I totally think so.
Oh, I agree. Because a lot, some of them weren't even bored when like right. season one was around.
No. Right.
Which
right.
is unbelievable. When we did Next Generation, they were like, I was born that year. And you're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
But they started watching at 4, 5, 6 years old because it's a family show. You know it's going to be fine for your kid to watch.
And they're already taking dance. So it's like this cool thing that you can look up to these people.
You take them to the tour. They buy the merchandise. Like, yeah. they become superstars. You go to the conventions.
Yes. And they're all like the
Hollywood
choreographers
starlets,
are there. Yeah.
Dance.
They're all right there. And, it's interesting, too, because kind of our generation, we lost, like, we were kids, but, like, there was a whole generation of people that passed away from AIDS. That entire, like, dancer choreographer. So that's why dance kind of, like, really dropped when we were out there performing professionally, like, at our peak.
I mean, I didn't even, I grew up, you know, in the suburbs of Chicago, which is not a small place, but it was never even in my consciousness to have I'd go to a dance studio. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember seeing dance on TV. Ever.
That's because it went when we lost all those people.
Yeah.
Crazy. It is really crazy when you think about it. And it was like, thank goodness, like, people bring shows like Dancing with the Stars.
That must sound so foreign to you.
No, like, no. You say I'm from like a really rural part of Arkansas. And like, I would go every day of the week to practice gymnastics, but there weren't any dance studios that were super popular. Oh. But my mom was a dancer all growing up. So it was like, I got my dance feel from her, and it wasn't until college that I got to take dance. And So You Think You Can Dance had just started, like, really getting big around that time. So
yeah, and I think, too, like, I mean, I competed, but competitions were so much different.
Yeah.
We did a couple. We didn't go, like, every weekend. No. We weren't like, hey, Abby Miller and, like, the little
Maddie And then
Maddie
becoming,
Ziegler
like, and the protégés and all those people that are the assistants. Like, that's
mentors.
It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, you can be in junior high school and be traveling every weekend.
It's
so wild. I mean, that, I've been involved with Joe Tremaine and Tremaine Dance Conventions during their national finals every summer in Orlando, and I feel so blessed because I get to watch the up close and personal. These kids are amazing. Mm-hmm. And my jaw drops. Just like, and some of them are itty bitty. And they travel every week and they're competing. And I was just like, where was this world? This world was there. I had no idea it was there, which is a shame. But I'm so happy that kids today have it.
Oh, I know. They've got so many outlets, too. And it's really kind of unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Season 15, I got to tell you guys, I interviewed Nigel on Monday.
Oh.
And
sense of scoop coming?
Yeah, sure. Here's the thing. I mean, the interview's out there. So a lot of you I know have seen it. It's on dancenetwork.tv. But here's the thing. I usually attend this one particular event. It's the American Ballet Theater Holiday Gala. I usually see him there, and this is usually when I go, all right, so wink, 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 are we getting season 13, 14, 15, that kind of thing? And usually he's like, officially they haven't picked it up, but everything's looking good. We're having the talks this year. He's like, I don't really know what's happening. It was the first time I felt like, you know what I mean? Like, the brakes went on a little bit, and Fox has officially picked it up pretty late in the past couple years, like January, mm-hmm. February, early February. But it was the first time I felt a little hesitation from him. Huh. And I was a little concerned. So if you guys, I want a season 15. I know you do. A lot of you do.
Yes.
Write to Fox. Like, tweet them. It's at Fox TV. Don't just go dance on Fox. At Fox TV to the actual network so that they know that you are looking for season 15, because this was a great season. They went back to the old format. I know it was All Stars. Nigel's on your side. He wants a top 20 also. He really wants a top 20.
Oh, really?
20. Yeah. I don't... And this
did
is...
Did you like the contestants picking their partners? I did.
I did, too.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I loved it.
I didn't know they did that.
It was a nice change. It was like The Voice, kind of.
Did they?
Like,
they
it
picked
was cool.
their pros?
They picked their pros.
No, the pro picked the contestant.
Contestant.
Oh.
Yeah. And they, like, watched the whole process of, like, all, like, in Vegas or Los Angeles week.
And they did that last year, too.
It was so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the kids.
The kids,
yes,
too. Yes,
yes, yes.
But it's one of those things, like, a lot of people miss just a top 20, and then the All-Stars come in the top 10.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Nigel wants a top 20, so he's with all of you guys on that. But here's my thought. Like, when we lost the result shows on Dancing with the Stars, once you lose something, it's very hard to get back because it's all about the dollar.
Yeah.
And remember, 20 contestants means, you know, housing. It means flights. It means per diems. That's where the challenges are. The All-Stars, most of them, other than, like, Fiction, live here.
Yeah.
They don't need flights and everything else. So that's what people need to remember.
And buying 10 kids tickets to be here on the show is way different than having 20 of them to be on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
I will say I did enjoy, you know, the stuff that I did tune in to. I liked seeing Allison. I like seeing some of the pros. I like seeing the dancers that I really, really enjoy paired up with. You know, that for me, that is a more of a tune-in factor. For me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and Allison and Jenna are dancing, like, better than ever. So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tuning in this summer for that, I was like, well, hello. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the thing, like. These are incredible dancers, and what frustrates me sometimes on Dancing with the Stars is, like, when they're with a contestant who doesn't have that skill set, you don't get to really see them dance that much over the season, unless they get eliminated and they get to do bumpers and you know, pro numbers. But getting to see Allison and Jenna just dance at their level, at what they are capable of.
What they deserve to be dancing.
And they deserve to be dancing, that is actually a great point. That's what made me really happy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I love watching people at their best.
Yeah.
And that's whether it's a dancer, athlete, whatever. It's, for me, that's what I tune in for.
Yeah, exactly. Which means that we should probably talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Everybody's waiting.
Because, you know, and it was funny. I was, you know, just making a couple notes for them. And I was like, by the way, season 24 was won by Rashad Jennings, just to refresh everyone's memory. But where, okay, it's the last time we saw each other was season 21 that we were in this studio.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Wild.
I want to know from both of you, and I think don't hold back on this, because this show has been very successful for 25 seasons, but where do you feel like it's gone from season 21 now to 25? How are you guys feeling about the show?
I mean, I don't think much has changed. Really. I just don't. I think it's very similar, but I love the show. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see it forever, and I would still cry and still be into it and still want to be on it.
You're making everybody watching this so
we want the unicorn on, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. It's a goal and a half. So I love the show, and I think it's fantastic. I just don't know how they could change it or make it different. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't. Of course, it's changed from season one, you know, when it was just, like, starting out. But in general, I would agree with you that it hasn't changed that much. We've changed producers a few times, so that changes the content of the B-roll and the way
it's
packages
actually
are
gotten
done.
A little bit more positive.
Yeah.
Under Ashley and Joe, so
yes.
Which I
to
love.
That. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. I think there's, I mean, I've heard I heard a lot less from you about those packages.
Those packages.
But I do, you know, it needs something. I mean, I don't want to jump ahead of you,
okay.
But I know I've expressed to you that I haven't made it through both seasons. I couldn't make it through every show of both seasons, or 24 and 25.
Yep.
I could not. I found myself fast-forwarding through lots of it. I would always tune in for Mark or Val or, you know, I mean, the ones that I love their choreography. I mean, and then certain stories I would, you know, of course there's things, you love the stories.
I love the stories. And Frankie and Whitney to me, because he was so authentically there for the show. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be there. He had something to prove to himself, I think. That's really what it was. And I think Whitney kind of like relaxed and let herself go and just really enjoy the season. And it was a great pairing. And so I would tune in for their dances, even though he wasn't Jordan Fisher, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Whom I love watching.
I mean, I was so blown away by. I think week one, I was very impressed by him. I just thought he was so much fun to watch.
Jordan, and
I was
like, or Frankie?
Frankie. I mean, Jordan is like obviously yes.
Yeah,
but
ridiculous.
Frankie, I was very surprised. I did not expect that at all, and I rooted for him all the way through. I
did too.
So proud of him. That was really cool.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like the rhythm though of the show has somehow been a little off, maybe.
What is it? Because I agree with you. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I cannot make it through every show of every week.
And I think 25 was better than 24. 24 and 24, I kind of felt like, because it was the first one where executive producers Joe and Ashley were leading without Rob Wade. Rob Wade has moved over to Fox. I ran into him on set out of a Christmas Story Live. I was like, Rob Wade, hello. And then ran away because I was like, he's probably like, that's that app. He called me the BuzzFeed girl.
I remember.
And then I'm like, ah! I know. I'm like, he's going to give me a stuff.
He had some shady packages during his time.
He sure did. And I called him out on him. And, but here's the thing. Like, I kind of forgive 24 in that, you know, you're new to the job, really, and you got to find what your voice is. And then 25, I felt like was better. I thought the cast was very strong, but then somehow it didn't gel altogether.
Yes.
And I'm not sure why.
It was just an interesting mix of people where it was like they don't necessarily, like all the, like you said, the pieces just don't fit together at all.
Yeah, you know, the battle of the married couples, that storyline did not play out for them because, you know, Vanessa and Max had a tough time. And
I mean, they should have learned that lesson when they had the other couple on there. Yeah, right. Alexa and
Carlos.
Carlos.
I'm going to jump for a second back to 24 because you and I touched on it. I think Simone and her pairing was a disappointment, you know, given knowing Simone or knowing what she's like. And then, yes, but I don't want to bring the show
down. Who was her partner on the switch up?
They didn't do a switch up.
So, I must have like missed a week or something.
But
on
she really blossomed when they did Trio Week. Brittany Cherry
came in.
That's
what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and you know, and it was I think you and I discussed this story that you know she did have a female coach all the way through her Olympic career, and she's someone that is used to a female voice, and I think having a female voice in the room helped her tremendously because that's her training.
Yeah.
So
I just was really thought that she would make it. I don't know. I just was disappointed.
I think she would have had she been paired with somebody else. Yeah. I said it.
There's no reason why she shouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Really.
And I think what was hard too, and I feel for this too, because you have one of your best friends come off the season before winning, but also having an experience that I think that Lori had this really wonderful, joyous experience with Val that felt really good. Mm-hmm. And I see, you know, Val and Lori show up at events and they still keep in touch and everything. Mm-hmm. That's his little sis and all that stuff. And you know, there were moments where the judges were like, why aren't you smiling, Simone? And blah, you know, there was that weird clapback with the judges. And I actually was on Simone's side on the whole thing.
Me too.
I just felt like she, after coming off this amazing Rio, you know, run at the Olympics, then to come to Dancing with the Stars and hear from your friend, like, it's amazing, you're going to love it. Yeah. I don't feel like she had the same experience.
I just think, no she didn't. Sorry.
She's like, I got it.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's like coaching. I mean, it is coaching. Every person needs a different style of coach, and not every coach and student athlete will mesh. Mm-hmm. It's just she would have been coached better by somebody else. It would have, you know what I mean? Would have brought more out of her. Yeah, and we've seen it from lots of different seasons. But
well, and I just saw her doing. She was cheering for the Houston. Is it?
I know
she did. She was a guest cheerleader for the Houston.
She looked
Texans.
Amazing.
She looked great.
Amazing. Oh my God!
And she got clapped back on social media about her hair, and I was like, "Come on, people!" She had a great response. She has great responses.
I know she's a strong girl, and she looked.
She's
I
awesome.
Just thought she looked.
Radiant.
And I want to know what her secret is, because usually gymnasts get out of shape before they go back to the gym. She just was always super
beast.
Fit. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's like a super athlete.
Yes.
Yeah. Superhero, super athlete.
But we've known that.
We've
she's
always
in
known
another,
that.
You know.
She's another level.
Yeah.
But I love her so much, and I'm here for 2020 on that.
For sure. Oh, I think she'll be on the team.
Me
I think
too.
She will,
barring
too.
Injury, she's on the team.
Knock wood on that.
Yeah. But anyway, I know we went on the Simone thing for Dancing with Stars.
No.
I don't know what will make me watch every single show. I want to, but I just find I have to fast forward.
Yeah. Well, and here's the interesting thing, because we're mixing things up for the spring, and this is a big, you know, sort of left turn for Dancing with the Stars, and a lot of this revolves around American Idol, because the budget for American Idol was supposed to be $25 million in total, and they were like, oh, Katy Perry, you want to sign up? And they gave it all to Katy Perry, and they had to find more budget. That means other things had to get
What's
cut.
What's Katy Perry getting?
$25 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good girl. But, you know, it's one of those things, though, that they had to find money elsewhere,
right.
And, you know, we're losing part of a normal Dancing with the Stars season as a result. But it has the potential to revive it and do something different and refreshing.
Yeah.
We've got the mini season. Originally, it was announced as 4 weeks. I've heard that it might be 4 to 6 weeks, that it's athletes. It's right after the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So we could have some really great athletes. I'm hoping for Shib Sibs.
Yes.
Because they are incredible ice dancers. There's some possibilities here.
I mean, I think it could be cool going forward if they have like themed seasons, like all like online personalities, like athletes or actors or child stars, you know, like that could might kind of be interesting to do like little like capsule things.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think it's totally a possibility. Dancing with the Stars Junior was supposed to take its place in the spring. Again, there's no budget for that. It is not off the table from what I'm hearing. So it could be a summer series, could come back at another time. We don't know yet.
I think we were agreeing that a summer series for juniors would be okay. But I don't want to see juniors fall or spring.
No.
I'm not going to tune into the little kids. But sorry, no offense to the little kids out there. Because it's already a struggle for me to watch the adults.
I know.
It's not shocking to either one of you. I'm excited for the athlete season, especially coming off the Olympics. But I'm prone to, be an athlete fan.
Sure.
So, I'm excited that they're going to do that. And I think it's smart.
I think it's smart, too, because I think it will give some oomph. And the pros are literally coming right off tour and, jumping right into rehearsal. And I think they finish tour May 18th, and they're, back in studio, the 19th or the 20th. So they're going to have a very – they're doing 65 cities on this tour, so –
make that money.
Make that money, people. So at least they'll be able to, make some money and then jump right into that. But obviously, there are Max and Val and PETA are doing their tour, so that takes them out of the mini season.
Oh.
It opens some opportunities. We might see some fresh pro faces, which I think has been needed too. That's been my other thing. They have left the pro roster the same, and I felt like if they rotated people in and out, you come for fall, we'll see you maybe in spring for some people. Maybe we won't see you for a year.
We've had a little bit of that.
A little.
With Cheryl Burke going away doing her thing. Yeah. We've had a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about new faces.
And that's, I feel like there hasn't been enough time for them to get traction on the show because a lot of them go very early. But they're super talented people and super talented choreographers and just performers in general. And I'm like, I think that'd be cool to see a completely new face on the show. I don't know. Maybe they can change the format instead of just doing and incorporate more and more styles. That could be really cool. Dance.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be a really interesting spring and stuff like that. So
I'm excited. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's needed, actually. And, I know some people are disappointed by a mini season, but I'm like, let's see what kind of energy it brings.
Why not? Let's change it up. Then you know if it works or it doesn't work and you move on.
Yeah.
Change it out. You don't grow without some change.
Yeah. And you've had 25 successful seasons, and if you become stagnant in your growth, you start losing audience. And I know a lot of people have said, I haven't watched since, Derek left, or, people, when Mark has been in and out, people come in and out for Mark and things like that.
I will say that one of my favorite dance moments of this year was him coming back to the show, Mark. He was so stunning. And then to have Lindsay on there with him was just... they were heaven to me on that show.
Yeah, they were. They are fantastic, and his choreography is just always so much fun to watch.
So cool.
He's one of the main reasons I tune in.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I have a question. Do you ever miss doing the weekly recaps with us?
I miss you.
I sometimes miss it. Offering an opinion. You know.
For sure.
I miss all you guys because we had it was such a great run, and I the photos come up and things like that. That's like a baby Whitney too.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
But it is, Anna, of course, and we had, you were out one season, and we had Jules come in, and Jules has become a good friend. I just hosted his holiday showcase at his studio on Friday. It was really fun, and, it's fun to see everyone, go off and do their own thing, but, we had a really fun ride.
We got to know a lot of the pros when they were just troupe. Mm-hmm. And, we had everyone in the studio for the most part.
Emma,
almost everyone.
Sasha, Sharna.
Tony, Mark,
Val via Skype.
Yeah. everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It was fun. I miss there's an occasional show where I'm like, it would be really good to talk about this.
Digging on this one.
For sure. That was a good question,
Jamie.
I don't know. I always think that sometimes because there's times where I wish I could be like, I want to voice my opinion right now about this.
I get lots of texts.
Text a lot about it.
What do you know?
If we start texting, it's probably good. We end up with 100 between us about
it. I know. It's amazing.
What's going on?
Oh my God.
If you only saw our DMs.
I know. Oh, yeah. There's so much stuff going on. Yes. It's yeah, we're all still in touch. Like, that's the good thing, too, you know? And I saw, I went to Anna's baby shower for her second baby.
That's
and
so cute.
I
was
going to go, and I couldn't go. I felt so bad, but it was Nationals in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah, so you were busy.
It's amazing.
And it was a baby, blue. I was like, I blew all over my tongue. People
are
like,
why
blue
tongue? Doing?
Blue tongue. I was like, at her baby shower, because you know they do like the the gender reveal, and I was like, thanks, I got blue tongue for the next for the next 2 days. Well, God, I can't believe we only have a few minutes left. It's kind of crazy, but just kind of like wrapping up 2017. Did you have like a favorite dance moment from the year that really stood out to you that you just absolutely loved?
Well, I just saw The Shape of Water, and there's a moment at the end that's very cool, and it's a very I did not expect a dance moment from that movie, but it is lovely and very like reminiscent of La La Land in a certain capacity.
Oh, cool.
But you have to see it. It's so beautiful. And it's just a moment where dance is explored just to continue the character. And she's a mute. And at this moment, she starts to sing and then dances. And it's lovely. Lovely. It's just very old Hollywood. And it's a certain, it's like harkening back to that, which I miss a lot. And I thought La La Land hinted that.
I wasn't expecting that answer. Yep. I like that.
I just saw it on Friday, and it was so beautiful.
What's it called again?
The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water.
It's,
the Shape of Water. Okay.
Guillermo del Toro's movie.
Yes, Doug Jones is in it.
About
He's always merman. A great actor.
It's about a merman.
All right.
Yeah.
And it's in the Oscars mix, so it'll be around here for a while. Okay, so
it's going to win some things.
Yeah.
It's cute.
How about for you?
I think there is a few, and actually what came to mind, something we didn't mention, was Val's partner, Dancing with the Stars, watching her story.
Victoria Arlen. Oh, yes.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was really moving. But Eva Igo, sorry, the Divisionals.
We love her.
That was one of my standout moments because it moves through my whole body and makes me want to move. That's powerful. I mean, that's what dance does for
when Suri
all of us.
Screams at scream.
Suri scream.
Or Suri tears.
Suri tears. Yeah.
Okay, there were many of those this year, but there were, and I almost tweeted out sometimes. And I was like, nah. That was, and then I know I kind of hinted at earlier, but once a summer when I go down to the Tremaine and I get to see those kids up like right here. And for me, that just is so moving. So those were. Moving.
And if people don't know Joe Tremaine's story, go to Google, go check it out on Wikipedia. He's got an incredible story. He had one of the like best, busiest dance studios out here in LA, trained everybody.
Everybody. And when I first got that job 4 years ago, I had no idea, which is embarrassing now, but being around that group and that family and him, and then having seen, you know, meeting Chita Rivera and all these dance legends and just, you know, like, and some of them you've interviewed too. Those are amazing stories.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you who are dancing and, you know, want to do it as a professional career, know who came before you. And I will tell you that that makes you a better dancer, even though it seems weird and you're like, why do I need to know this dance history? Like, fall down a rabbit hole on YouTube. It's all right there for you. And but it's amazing because you'll understand where some of the movement originated and things like that. And you're like, oh, that makes so much more sense, which is kind of interesting. I think for me in 2017, I hit a lot of events this year.
You did.
I was like, I was all over the place. But I think what was interesting and for me was watching Mandy Moore this year. I kind of started with her last October, seeing the movie, and then I interviewed her, and then like watching this whole arc, and I felt like I stalked her quite a bit. You know, between like Oscars and Golden Globes and everything else she did, and you know, coming into another season of Dancing with the Stars, moving into So You Think, and then following her to Emmy season, and like literally she came into the press room and I was like, I feel like this is my Emmy win. I know it's not my Emmy, this is not what I'm saying, but I was so happy for her and so proud of her, and you know, because I had chased her all year, that I was like, this is like such a great win for everybody. And she works so hard. She's working hard behind the scenes on the TV Academy as a governor for the choreographers. They are trying to unionize you guys. And
which is so important.
Very.
I know.
Very
we have important. No time. We'll have to have you guys back. Maybe we'll do it next quarter and to talk about that, because I think people need to understand how that plays into why people ghost choreograph on Dancing with the Stars and how we get residuals, because all of us are members of the union and getting residuals is a great part of your career, and the choreographers are not getting them.
That's something for sure. I know we were planning on talking about, but we don't have time. But I mean, even in the dance world, I told you this, we were always treated as glorified extras. And I think that's the same thing with choreographers. Come on, like, let's unionize. Even Dancers Alliance came around finally, most recently, but still. We have a ways to go.
There's way
yeah,
more
they're
to
not
do.
Getting health insurance. They're not getting benefits. There is nothing. Silly. So, yeah, that is definitely because that I think is a solid 20-minute conversation, so people really understand. But I'm hoping that maybe we can do this another time again because it's really good.
You never know.
So fun. You never know. And just to kind of throwing it towards 2018. Is there any like dancer or choreographer or TV show or movie or anything you're looking forward to in this coming year?
Ooh. I don't know.
I'll jump in really quick.
Go ahead.
Do it. You know, I thought about this for a while, and really what comes to mind is the reemergence of Wade Robson.
Yes.
For
Ooh,
me,
yes.
That is a godsend and just the best news for I was so sad that he went away, but I understand why he had to go away and he's slowly coming back. He started mm-hmm. a blog site and mm-hmm. all of that stuff, but he's slowly working his way back, and he to me is one of the most genius choreographers ever.
So you think welcomed him back with a group number, so that was again go back and kind of read his story, because what's happened this year in Hollywood with sexual harassment, sexual assault, things like that, it's interesting that like his story now resonates with a lot of people. I think people understand and
no
are more open-minded.
Shaming.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a really rough ride with that. And it's, you know,
a lot of people.
A lot of people shunned. Yeah. And it's a tragedy because, you know what? Nobody comes, I don't want to say nobody, but a majority of, I'm going to say 99% of the people don't come forward with false allegations. And to come forward is so hard.
Absolutely.
So hard. So
I'm excited about Sonia Taya doing Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
What?
Musical. Yes.
She's doing Moulin Rouge on Broadway?
They're doing the workshop right now to move to Broadway.
It's my favorite movie of all time. Did you guys know that?
It deserves to be a musical. It really does.
I'm so excited about
I'm really excited about that.
I need to be in that show.
It's
like,
so
I'm going
good.
To New York.
It's beyond amazing.
Pack your bags.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
I think for me, Disney has their new Nutcracker coming with Misty Copeland.
The trailer looks so beautiful.
The trailer
I just
came out today,
actually,
and I have an interview that I'm interviewed Misty on Monday, and she talks a little bit about the production of Nutcracker in the Four Realms, so go and check that out on dancenetwork.tv.
Awesome.
But also, I think, like, one person that I always have kept my eye on and kind of, like, watching what he's doing, Rudy Abreu from season 11,
yes.
So You Think. Fabulous. J-Lo dancer, but also really an emerging choreographer.
I mean, his class is always so popular, and the stuff that he creates is beyond amazing.
I have to check it out. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And you know what? And so You Think, he was one of those contestants you'd be like, dude, point your toe. Like, point your toe. And then he really progressed really nicely on the show. I had this amazing Dirty Diana duet with Allison Holker.
I gotta check it out.
Oh my God. It's so good. I think Ray Leeper choreographed it. And like, from there, he's just been, I don't know what it is. Like, he just like set
it's
himself
just
free.
His right and, time, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think with age, he's gotten so much more comfortable, like, in his body, and that's what's so cool to watch.
Some people just need to age like a fine wine. Like,
and you'll love it because it's super athletic, too.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm in.
Love
I'm in. I gotta check
style.
It out.
Yeah,
awesome.
But he's kind of my person that I'm like, I'm watching you.
Yeah.
I'm watching. In fact, maybe he's on the show in January.
Oh! Skeet.
So stay tuned for that date. But, you know, I don't want to say the date because everyone's working, and their schedules change very rapidly, but currently he is on the schedule for January.
Yes.
All right, you guys, this has been amazing. And I thank you for just, like, you know, indulging me in a little Hot Topics.
Thanks for bringing us in. This is so awesome.
I feel so honored to be here. This is so cool.
This is a blast.
Well, it came out of, like, a desperate text, so.
I figured.
But
I
a good,
like,
idea came out of it.
Through, but I love it. I love that.
Well,
you
no one fell through for today. Someone had fallen through originally.
Yeah.
And
I live so close to
so
here.
So close, and I was, like, desperate, and then I was like, no, I got a guest. But then I was like, let's actually really do this and plan it, not, like, scramble.
Yeah.
So that's
please.
What we did.
It was fun.
And then
hopefully
I was like,
everybody at home enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hope so, too. Yeah. Tweet us, you guys. Where can they find you, Suri?
I'm at Suri Serrano and all social media aspects.
And I'm at Jake Dupree, and you can also find me on Cosmo and on Pop Sugar as well.
Because he's a unicorn.
A real
he's
live
a
one.
Unicorn.
All right, you guys, as I said before, this is our final show of 2017, but we will be back on January 9th. I am going to take a two-week vacation. I'm tired, kids. January 9th, 2018. And our very first guest of the year is going to be So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars alum, Chelsea Hightower.
Ooh. Oh, I love Chelsea.
I love Chelsea so much. All right, you guys, if you want to check out all the latest dance news, be sure to check out dancenetwork.tv. They're offering a 30% off coupon for your subscription for 2018. And, of course, thanks to Popcorn Talk for such a great year and a great platform. We'll see you guys next year.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.